The Rambam in Perek Beis Hilchos Tshuva says as follows: Ezohi Tshuva Gemura. What is considered the optimum Tshuva? Zeshabal Yadu Davar Shavar Bo Efshav Yadu Lasos Upiresh Velo Asa Mtea Tshuva. Person had the opportunity to stumble again, to do an aveir that he committed, and you have the same opportunity and the same ability, and you withstood the temptation, and you didn't commit the aveir again because of tshuva, lo miyira, lo mikishkon koach. In other words, the opportunity was as strong now as it was the first time. Ketzad shaba isha ba'aveira lachas manis yachad ima v'hu omid be'havaso ba b'koach gufo v'mdina sha'avar ba. So everything about it is similar in terms of your own nature, in terms of the surroundings. Upiresh v'lo'avar zehu bal tshuva gemura. So the Rambam calls this bal tshuva gemura. Lashon Rambam. Kusha Shlomo Amar uschores borecha b'mei b'churo secha. Pasuk in Koheles. Ad asher lo yavo yimei harav v'giyu shana tomar ein lebehem chefetz. So the Rambam calls that bal tshuva gemura. The Ram continues, same halacha. The imlo shav el bimei zeknuso. Person did not do tshuva until they get much older. So the opportunity was not as strong, or the yitzhar wasn't as strong. Afa pish ena tshuva meula. It's not called tshuva meula. Mo eles hilo. It still accomplishes ubal tshuva hu. So here the Rambam again uses the term bal tshuva. Then the Rambam finishes by saying, "Afil avar kol yamav, va'asa tshuva biyom isaso." The day of the person's death, he did tshuva. Umeis b'tshuvaso ko avonosav nimchalin. Here the Rambam doesn't call him a baal tshuva. The Rambam says ko avonosav nimchalin. Shenemar, again quoting Koheles, "Ada shelotech shach hashemesh v'ha'or v'hayirech v'kochavim v'shavu ha'avim achar hagashem shu yom hamisa." The Rambam, the last words of the halacha, "Mechlal." That's the last moment of the person's life, the last day of their life, if they remember their Creator and the tshuva, kodim shiyomos nislach lo. It's also interesting, the Rambam in Perek Aleph makes that same point in Halacha Gimel, Perek Aleph, afil rasha kol yamav, vasa tshuva b'achrona, emas kirin lo sham shem risho. But here the Ram talks about different dargas of tshuva, the tshuva gemura, the bal tshuva when the person's at the height of their passion and they still don't do the avera. Then he talks about the case of the mezik nuso where it's not the same level but it's still bal tshuva, and then finally talks about yom hamisa. The makoros with the Rambam are mentioned by the Kesef Mishnah. So you have, for example, starting with Yuma Pevav, Sugyas of Tshuva, the end of Masechta Yuma, the Gemara calls this Baal Tshuva, Hechi Dami Baal Tshuva. Amar Rav Yehuda, Kigon Shebasu Yadu Dvar Avera Pam Rishon Ushniya V'nitzal Himena, Machvi Rav Yehuda, Ba'osa Isha, Ba'osa Perek, Ba'osa Makom. That's the Makom for the Rambam, that the Baal Tshuva is the one that had the opportunity to do their Avera in the same way that they did before, and they were Poresh. Where does the Rambam get the notion of the Mezik Nuso? That is a Gemara in Shabbos. At least the Rambam understood the Gemara. On Daf Kufnan Aleph and Beis. Again, all the Kesef Mishnah is quoting these various Makoros. Actually, this one he didn't mention. He mentioned Kedusha Daf Mem, but let me mention this one as well. Kufnan Aleph and Beis. Tanya Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Asay ad shata motzei umatzi lecha, va'otcha biyadecha. Va'af Shlomo Omer b'chachmasa, uschores borecha b'nei b'churasecha, ad asher lo tavo yimei ra, yavo yimei ra, she'el yimei hazikna. In this Gemara, it doesn't say he's called about tshuva. The Gemara just says that ideally do tshuva when you're young, but then it says, yimei ra, el yimei hazikna. The Rambam apparently understood that to refer to tshuva. The Rashi seems to learn it's going on tzedakah. That's the Gemara Shabbos Kufn and Alpha in the days. And then there's another Gemara in Kedushin. Actually, before that, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. This is also connected to the idea of youth versus when your person's older. Yotesamid Aleph in Avodah Zarah. Ashri Ish Yorei Es Hashem. Ashri Ish Below Ashri Isha Tehillim Kuf Yudei. Amar Rav Amram, Amar Rav, Ashrei mi she'osa tshuva kishahu ish. Kishahu ish. Amar Shuba Levi Amar, Ashrei mi she'mizgaber al yitzro kish... Yeah, so that's the drasha, kishahu ish. Rashi says, kishahu bachur b'kocho, koloma memaher lahakir boro kodem yimei hazikna. That's the union of Ashrei ish, yareis Hashem. And then the final point about Biyom Hamisa in Kedushin Daf Mem Amid Beis. Afil Rasha Gamur Kol Yama V'Aseh Shuv Bachrona Ein Maskin Lo Shuv Mirsho. A number of diyukim in the Rambam. The Rav Gifter has a small sefer on Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam, he points out the fact that, as I noted, the Lashon Baal Tshuva is used by the Rambam when it comes to the Tshuva Gemura case, and also when it comes to the Me'a Zikna. He's also called a Baal Tshuva. And then the Rambam talks about Yom HaMisa, he doesn't say Baal Tshuva. What is Baal Tshuva? Baal Tshuva means that you're a master over the Tshuva, that you have control, that the Tshuva is sort of like you own it. In other words, and that probably means that it remains, it has a certain permanence to it. That's the notion of the Baal Tshuva that the Rambam is referring to. It's an interesting characterization. We use the term just colloquially, but really, there's a certain nuance that's associated with this Lashon. The other thing I wanted to mention in the Lashon of Rambam, the Rambam says at the very end, by the Yom HaMisa case, Mechal she'im zachar boro v'shav kodem she'yamus. So he says, zachar boro v'shav, that if you remembered your Creator and you did tshuva. That's the Lashon of Rambam here. Zachar boro v'shav. The famous Rambam in Paragimo that we all know about Kiyas Shofar, in Halacha Dalet, the Rambam says the remez of Kiyas Shofar Rosh Hashanah is Uri Sheni Mishinaschem, Valkitzu Nidam Mitarbam Aschem, the Chipsu Maasechem, the Chizu Bitshuva, the Zichru Borechem. Notice the order there. Chizu Bitshuva, the Zichru Borechem. And he goes on. So the Rambam's order is do Tshuva and remember your Creator. That's the Rambam in Paragimel, Halacha Dalet. Here the Rambam says, persons at the end of their life, Zachar Boro Vishav. It's interesting that one of the Gemaras I mentioned, the Vodazara Daf Yutes, and the Rashi there, on Ashrei Ish, Rashi says, Kishu Bachur Bekocha M'mahir Lahakir Boro Kodem Yimei HaZikna. It's interesting. Where does it start? Does it start with remembering Hashem, and that brings on the tshuva? Does it start with the gesture of tshuva, and that brings with that the remembering of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And I think that probably they're both right. It's like a reinforcing cycle. Obviously, it can start with recognizing there's a Creator, and that starts the process of tshuva. Once you start the process of tshuva, then you, of course, have momentum, and then you once again remember the Creator. The Sadia Gaon was famously saying that every day he's doing tshuva, not necessarily for Navera, but for the fact that he didn't realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents, and the commitment that you should have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and every day became another opportunity to realize that I was falling short yesterday. So even the process of tshuva can bring about another level, heightened awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just to end with this interesting Rabbeinu Yonah, in Shari Tshuva Perik Shar Shlishi, when he goes through the Seder of Mitzvahs, he talks about the Madregas of Lavin, Lav She'en Bo Maisa, and then he talks about Nashara HaTulias Belev in Os Chav Zayin. He quotes a pasuk, Hishamacha Pentishkach Es Hashem. And that means Hishamer is like a Lav, Halosa Se, Hus Harnu Bazeh, Lizkar Es Hashem Yisbarach Bechol Eis. We have in this pasuk a Lav to remember Hashem constantly. We talk about Shivi Sechem Negdi Tamid, the beginning of Aruch Chaim, the Ramah, and the notion of the Shei Zechiros, you could say. Rabbeinu Yonah has it here from the Pasuk. A person should remember Hashem, Lizkor, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chai v'adam l'shtada l'knos l'nafshu tamid hanhagos hamchuyavos min ha-zechira. The Zechira brings about certain ways of acting, kemo ha-yira, v'atznios, v'kishu d'machshavos, v'tachzis hamidos, so the idea of Zechiras Hashem, to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's part of the tshuva process. Sometimes it's how it gets it started. Sometimes it's what happens as a result of a gesture of tshuva. Somehow, that has to be part of the equation. It's not just tshuva, like sometimes we say, you know, we do a mitzvah, right? So it's not about Kadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvah, I did the mitzvah. You know, Kadosh Baruch Hu is, that's the whole essence of tshuva, and the whole process of tshuva is accompanied, associated with the before, the after, this particular nekuda of remembering a Kadosh Baruch Hu, zichu barechem. Okay.